Hey y'all, it's Tanya J. Welcome back to the second episode of the Love Tanya J podcast. I wanted to first off pat myself on the back because this is me continuing to step in purpose. Typically, as I mentioned in my last podcast, most times I start a project, I'll put out like the first episode, the first video, the first whatever it is, and then there's usually not any follow through and I lose interest and I'm gone off to something else. So pat on the back for me that I am back and just walking in my purpose and coming as I promised to give you guys another episode of me walking in my purpose, walking in my truth, and here we go. So a couple topics I want to touch on this particular podcast. One is in the midst of the storm. The next one is time management, having the right people in your circle, and being still and letting God work. First one, in the midst of the storm, I will touch on that one because I'm currently in the midst of a storm. Health-wise, financially, spiritually, I'm growing and changing and evolving and just really in a season of life where I feel like God is growing me up and revealing things to me, things that I used to hear and see. They didn't mean as much, but now it's like when I see and I hear and I think about certain things, then I'm like, okay, I get it. Or I can see, God, what it is that you're trying to get me to get out of that. So in this season, as I mentioned last podcast, I'm going through a battle with my health. Pressure sore. I go to a wound doctor 3 days a week. And honestly, it has not really been working. So I'm at a place now where it's just kind of like, okay, what do you do? Do you continue coming to the wound doctor 3 times a week? Do you consult a surgeon? Just kind of at a loss. I don't really know exactly what to do, but I do know that I've gone to God in prayer with it, and I leave it in his hands to kind of guide and get me where it is that I need to go. I'm doing the best that I can by making sure, you know, I'm getting my proteins in. I'm trying to be off of it as much as possible. I'm actually trying to listen to what my doctors are saying and see if this thing will just go ahead and heal up and do what it is that it needs to do. But in the midst, even of the storm, God has just laid on me heavy on my heart, my spirit, to still work in the midst of it, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my purpose. I have been delaying it and putting it off for so long. And God's just like, look, girl, your number's up. Like, you got to work. You got to get this testimony out of you. You gotta be obedient. And that's really what I'm doing. It's like a everyday thing where it's just kind of like, you know, I feel the weight of it. Just like, okay, you gotta do something. And even if I don't say record a podcast, then I'm doing something actively working towards it. I'm just out living life and letting God just direct my path. And he's leading and guiding me into places and people and things and experiences that are truly shaping my podcast, my purpose, my mental, just God is good, y'all, all the time. So just kind of speaking to in the midst of the storm, and I do want to inspire somebody that even though life may look bad, it's not all bad. Somebody has it worse, always. Somebody is wishing to be where you are. In my particular situation, even I, as difficult as it is for me some days, I know that someone has it way worse than me, where, you know, I'm struggling with a pressure sore just on my bottom. Someone has burns all over their body, pressure sores all over their body. Like, it's, you know, you got to be thankful for where you are. And I am realizing that in this season of life, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And God is blessing me and my life. I wake up every day, and that lets me know that I still have a purpose and still something on this earth that I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm being intentional about that, because it matters to not just me, but my testimony and my story is meant to inspire and motivate and uplift someone else. And so that is what is driving me to do this. Next topic, I want to kind of hit on time management. Time management for me has been super difficult, because I am let things just kind of fly by and just go with the flow type of person. But I am learning that time management is super important, because for me, there are a lot of things that I'm trying to do in my life all at once. Trying to work, of course, a primary job. I'm trying to start, of course, this podcast, build it, put in the work and dedication that it's going to need and require. Also, me and my siblings, we are in the process of relaunching a business that we started a couple years ago. So trying to contribute there, do my part, make sure that that is successful, all while just, you know, being a human. I gotta live, I gotta clean my house, I gotta cook, I gotta eat, I got, you know, responsibilities. So life, it gets heavy. You do have to wear a lot of different hats, and, you know, it's only 24 hours in the day. So time management is super critical at this stage, where I make sure that everything that I'm trying to do gets a little piece of me. So, I Uber a lot too, as like a supplemental income. So again, 24 hours of every day, Lord, if you could somehow fit in 48 hours, that would be amazing. But yes, so I Uber as well. I typically try to Uber before I go to work at my main job. So trying to factor in all of that, like what I'm doing now is more so of trying to give myself a 4-hour window to Uber. I dedicate my 8-hour shift to work. Luckily, right now we're doing some other things, so I have a good amount of downtime on my main job. So during those 8 hours, I'm able to focus on, you know, the podcast, to focus on the business with my siblings. I'm able to, you know, brainstorm and do things that each of those require. So that time management is super critical, and it has to be put in place. Otherwise, you're just kind of out here running around like a crazy person,
trying to get a whole lot of things accomplished and ending up tired, and nothing is actually accomplished because you're tired or wore out or overworked. So working smarter, not harder, is kind of where I am with that. And I definitely challenge, you know, you guys, if you're not managing your time, it's something that is vital, especially if you're a person that, you know, have a lot going on in your life. You got to kind of sit down and write it out on paper sometimes, or make it make sense. If you can see it, then I'm noticing that that seems to help a lot more. Like in the morning, if I jot it down, okay, I'm giving 4 hours to Uber, I'm giving 8 hours to my job, after work, I'm giving me some me time, and then I'm giving my podcast some time, and then I'm giving, you know, just a dedicating small. It doesn't, nobody says it has to be, you know, hours on hours, but just make sure that you are diligent in putting some time aside for the things that you are trying to do in your life. And also God, like that should have been the first one. My God, where am I? But yes, making sure that you are praying. With me, for example, I take God through all of my day. You know, I get up in the morning and I start out with my prayer, you know, and I thank God for allowing me to see another day. God, you know, the tasks that are on me for the day. So I pray through those tasks. You know, once I complete one, God, thank you for allowing me to travel out on the road for the last 4 hours safe. You know, nobody ran into me. I didn't run into anybody. No craziness, Lord. Just thank you for covering me in that way. Same thing when I go to my main job. God, thank you for, you know, allowing me to have a job. Thank you for allowing me to, you know, be able to talk out of my mouth, to be able to, you know, be sufficient. Like, just God, I thank you. You know, so for me, it's kind of scattered throughout the whole day. And then at bedtime, I make sure, you know, that I get in my prayer time and, you know, I talk with God and kind of unpack my day and then kind of plan my next day. And that works for me. But share with me, you know, what works for you guys, because I'm definitely open to learning, hearing suggestions and things like that. So send me what it is that y'all are doing. Next thing I want to touch on is, I guess I could take a brief little intermission here. I do want to share a couple stories or a couple things that have happened to me since my last podcast. When I was Ubering one day, I picked up a passenger that, like me, she is in a wheelchair. And she had, I guess it was her daughter or someone with her, I'm not sure, but they were pushing her in the wheelchair. So when I pulled up, she was just kind of, you know, looking, and I was like, oh God, I have a ramp on my van. So I was like, it made me feel so good at that moment that I could help somebody else that really needed help. So I let my ramp out. The young lady she was with pushed her in, and immediately I just felt, I don't know, like just joy in my heart. Like I said, me being able to help someone else in a very similar situation. And I don't know her life story, you know, if she's in the exact, I just know she was in a wheelchair. So that's where I leave it. I don't know if we have the exact same disability or whatever, but upon me taking them, and it was a short trip. I want to say it was maybe like a 7-8 minute ride, but just in that time, I could see her watching me. And I drive with hand controls. I have my whole wheelchair set up on the right of me. And it was just, I don't know, like the feeling I felt was like I was inspiring to her, because she was not, you know, driving. And I don't know her story, if she does drive or can drive or whoever, however, I just know in that moment,
for me, how it made me feel. And I could see her, like I said, looking at how I was driving. She was looking at my wheelchair. She was just kind of really checking everything out. And then she started asking questions. And she was like, so how long have you been Ubering? And I told her, I was like, I've been doing it a couple years. And then she was like, I see you drive with hand controls. Is that hard? And then, you know, I was just kind of like, it was at first, but, you know, with time and practice, I got it, you know. And then she started asking me questions about the van and just, you know, how I maneuver and live life and things like that. And of course, I had no problem sharing my story with her, you know. And afterwards, and she was like, oh gosh, I wish that I could get you all the time because I didn't even have to transfer and put my chair in the trunk or anything like that. And I'm like, oh God, just thank you, because I need that sometimes. Like, I'm just ripping and running and living life, and I don't pause and think about what I'm doing, and that it's, you know, inspiring, and that it's something outside of the norm, honestly. So that was a moment for me where I was just like, okay, God, I see you and I hear you. And yeah, it was a beautiful experience. Next thing I experienced, like I mentioned at the top of the podcast, I've been in a financial situation, where pretty much robbing Peter to pay Paul. Like, just money has been funny and it's really not funny, but yeah. So I have been, like a lot of us sometimes have to do, setting up payment arrangements, extending this, pushing this here, doing this, like really in a budget. And one of my bills I knew had two payments that got on the account. So I was calling in and I was just like trying to set up a arrangement, make a payment, and then make a promise to pay on the next portion of it. So I logged into the account and I saw the two payments in there. But when I called to speak with the customer service, the young lady that I was setting up the payment arrangement through, your balance is such and such, such and such. And I'm like, huh? You know, and I almost didn't want to say anything because I'm just like, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. But when she said the balance, it was only like one payment. So I'm like, oh, and you said it was how much? And she said it again. I was like, oh. So I went ahead, made my payment, set my arrangement up, but it was supposed to be double that balance on there. And how and where it went is nobody but God. So I'm just like, God, I know what I saw. I know what's supposed to be on this account, and it's not there. I'm not about to argue with you. I'm not about to argue with this customer service rep. I just thank you, because you know I needed that blessing. And I couldn't do nothing when I got off the phone with the lady, but just, it was like a super, like, official moment. I'm just like, not superficial, supernatural, I'm sorry. But it was like a supernatural moment. I'm sitting there like, I know that God is real, but God does somehow logged into my account, and okay, I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna run with it. So it was like that kind of put in me the spirit of, which I already got faith, and I've been really working on building my faith. And the prayer call that I told y'all that I go to, we've been speaking a lot about putting your faith and your trust in God and letting him work things out. And he worked that right on out for me. So because that got worked out, I was like, well, God, so since I know that you are, you know,
in the blessing business on behalf of my accounts, like, I'm going to be crazy enough to pray over my other bills. So I started then every day, because I'm just like, Lord, you know my situation. You know what I'm going through. You know what I need. And you've already touched one of my accounts, Jesus. Just, you know, come on and send that blessing all the way around. So I have really been logging into my accounts and like checking my balances. Like, God, I do trust you. I got faith. I know that you see me working and, you know, struggling and going through the things that I'm going through. And I haven't saw where none of the other balances have been paid yet, but I'm still believing, I'm still trusting, I'm still working, and I'm still running, Lord. So whenever you're ready to sizzle a little blessing in my account, I'm willing to receive. I'm being obedient. I am finally stepping out of my own way and giving all of me to God and letting him use me and have his way in all of that. So I wanted to share that. Also, I had this happened a couple days ago on the prayer call. A young lady from the prayer call, and I don't know her from a can of paint. She don't know me, but she reached out to me and she sent me a private message. And she was just like, good morning, sister. When you get a chance, can you please give me a call? And I was like, did you mean to send this to me? Because I don't know you. But she was like, yes, I meant to send it to you. So I was like, okay. So right after the prayer call, I called her because I'm just like, what could this be about? And to my surprise, she was telling me that she was walking in her purpose and God had placed on her several times. She tried to reach out to me, she said, on message, on like a private message in another app, but it told her I wasn't available. So she just kind of sat with it, but she came again this time and she got through and she was like that, yes, it's been placed on my heart that I wanted to touch bases with you and invite you to a group, a woman's group, where we are basically ministering, sharing our testimonies and, you know, uplifting each other. And she shared a little bit of her story with me. I shared a little bit of my story with her. And she was just like, yeah, we need you in the call. And I'm just like, God, where does this come from? Like, when I say ordering my steps and putting me in the rooms and places and around people that are supposed to be in my life, it's amazing just to see God work. And honestly, I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting back. I'm praying. I'm giving it to God, trusting him and letting him work. And he is really working wonderful works in my life. As I've said in the past, like, I've been struggling. I've been dealing with a whole lot. If I really went into details, y'all would be like, oh my God, girl. But I'm not here seeking sympathy or anything like that. But all that I'm saying is, when God wants you, God gonna come get you. He gonna make a way. He gonna provide. He gonna take care of you. And he's going to make sure that you know that it's him. Because that's why I say I have been just in awe recently of some of the things that I'm coming in contact with. And just, God is an amazing God, y'all. And if y'all don't know that, I really hope that you get to know him for yourself. And for me, I'm not perfect in it. Like, life doesn't come with a instruction manual or anything like that. You're just living from day to day and figuring it out as you go. And that's where I am. It's just that I feel like God connected me to the prayer call. It's connecting me with, you know, people and bringing me in contact with so much stuff that is connecting the dots and life is starting to make sense. It's like, for the first time in my life, I feel like I belong, like I'm a part of this big picture. And I've been slacking. I've been laying off. I haven't been contributing and doing my part. And it's like, now that I see it, I'm playing catch up. It's like, girl, you are on go. You got to go. You got to keep living. You got to keep moving. And even though I am busy and I stay, you know, doing something, I find peace and nothing but pure joy in my heart while doing it. And I know that's nobody but God. Like, I lay down and I get my rest. I sleep so peacefully now because it's almost like I trust God with it. It's like I've done my part. I have prayed. I have worked. I have done all that I can do. And I pass it over to God and he works that thing out. Now, does he work it out exactly how I would like it worked out or exactly at the time I would like it worked out and all that type of stuff? Absolutely not. But I've learned I can't sit back and just be like, oh, well, God, you didn't do this. And I asked for this. No, it's like God be like, I got something better for you. And if you just keep being patient and you just wait, I'm going to blow your mind what you thought or you was asking me for this. But I'm going to give you this instead because I know what's best for you in your life. And God is. He's been amazing. And I just don't know, y'all. I'm just living life day by day. And this is ministering to my soul and my spirit, even though I don't have a whole lot of subscribers right now. But that's okay. This is a conversation amongst me and the people that will come. God told me that if you put it out, if you build it, they will come. So that's what I'm doing. And when y'all come, y'all hop in them comments and y'all talk to me and y'all let me know if, you know, this is ministering to you, your spirit, your soul, and all of that good stuff. I think I'm gonna wrap it here because I don't want to ramble all day. I am a talker and I can't be here forever, but that's not the purpose of the podcast. I wanted to get in, share, you know, for the week, just how my life has been going, what has been happening. And I look forward to coming back next week and doing the exact same thing with you guys again. And I hope that y'all will subscribe to the channel. I have created a Love Tanya J YouTube. I'm mostly uploading to Spotify. I also have a Facebook, Love Tanya J. I will put all the links and stuff in the description. So I got an Instagram, Love Tanya J. So I'm just, you know, I'm building and I'm trying to grow and be obedient and all of that. So I love y'all, like for real, I do. And that's all I got. I will catch y'all on the next one. Bye.